So therefore, even when Rabbi Yossi dashens the word yitmo that says this water is tamei and it's even matama something else, the pshat that's matama something else means it's matama ichlim. That's all. Again, because other mashke can be matama, because mashke can be matama mashke. A keli can be matama because you're learning out the old intuma from a keli, and the keli also can be matama another keli. Therefore, this water cannot be matama another keli. So the only thing this water could be matama is only ichlim. So the more now, yitmo deresha hechi darish. What does Rabbi Yossi do with the word yitmo deresha? The word yitmo from the beginning of the pasuk. So Rashi yitmo deresha gabi oichel hechi darish lo Rabbi Kiva. Now to give the kasha according to Rabbi Kiva. How does Rabbi Kiva dashen the deresha when it says oichel? The pasuk says v'kol kli cheres any earthly keli ashi yipo mi'er meltoicha kol asher b'toicha yitmo anything any food inside it. It's makabel tuma, and it can be matama something else also. So what does it do with that word yitma? So the Mara mikol oichol asher yochol asher yavu olav mayim yitma is yitma. What does that mean? The food that's inside this earthly keli when the sheretz comes inside the kli, so the kli becomes tamei, and the kli is matama the food there. Now this food is tamei; it can matama something else. What is the matama? Letame asa mashkin. When the food comes out, the food that touches mashkin, it's matama the mashker. Now, to oimel letame asa mashkin, you're telling me this food has a koyach to be matama mashker, liquid. Maybe not like that. El letame asa kli. Maybe when this food comes out of this kli, it can matama another keli maybe. Maybe food, water it can't. But only kelim it could. So the Gemara Marta kal v'choyma. For this they have a kal v'choyma. Uma mashka, madach water itself, she metama oichol. If water that's tamei could be metama food. And then we're also saying though, ain't metama keli, but water that's tamei could not be metama kelim, like we had before, because we learned it out from the din of a keli, and a keli can't be metama another keli, who are din the water that's tamei from a keli, could also not be metama keli. Abazoi oichol, if you have food, she ain't metama oichol. Food, if it touches another food, it's not matama the other food. One object cannot be matama the same object. Isn't this the keli that avada food, if it touches other kelim, it should not be matama kelim. So therefore, that's what the pasuk says, yitma, that when the food that's in the kli cheres does become tamei, and not only is it tamei, but it could be matama something else, what else could it be matama? It can't be matama kelim, but it has to only be matama mashkim. That's the halacha. That food, if this bread is tamei, it could make mashkim also tamei. So the Mara mani mekayim yitma. So what are you telling me now? That what's pshan this posik yitma? That the food inside the klicheres is tamei. That it could even be matama something else. What does that mean? It means latama yasa mashkim. It could be matama other liquid. Why? Shein alulim mekabel tuma. Because as a new svara, liquid is always very easy to makabel tumah. We'll soon see what the svara we had before was. Because liquid doesn't need a hechsh lekabel tumah. Only food, you have to first be machsh with makabel tumah. But water doesn't need any hechsh. Water, the way it is. If a sheres touches water, the water becomes tumah. So water is alulin and it's easy to makabel tumah. So that's the svara why we say, when this food that's tumah, if it touches water, water becomes tumah. When it touches a keli doesn't become tummy. For the Gemara, what do you have to have this svara for? Ma'ira mashkin, mishum dialulun lekabel tumah. Why do you have to tell me a new reasoning? That why, you know why this food that's tummy, when it touches something else, it's metamrit. What? Only liquid. And why liquid? Because liquid is very easy to makabel tumah. What do I need this svara for? Typically, even without that svara, I would learn. Typically, let's learn out like this. Mishum delekem idiachrinid. Because there's nothing else that this food could be metama. We have a pasuk now saying this food inside the klicheres. When the food becomes tamei, it could also be metama something else. Now, what's this something else that could be metama? Other food it can't be because one object can't be metama another object. A keli it can't be metama, we just said a svarim. Because a food can't be metama of kal v'chomer from a kli. Madach a kli can't be metama another keli. Avada the food cannot be metama another keli. So what are we left with? What's the only thing that could be matama? Only mashkim. More liquid. So why do you have to tell me a new reasoning? The reason why it's matama the mashkin is because mashkin is olul, is easy to makabel tumah. Even without that svara, I would know that the food now could only be matama mashkin and nothing else. There's nothing else for it to be matama. So the Gemara, no, hochikoma. This is what he meant to say. The chitema, maybe you could say like this. Oichel chomur de matama mashkin. You wanted to say that food cannot be matama keli, because we're learning out food from a keli. I'll tell you maybe no. I'll tell you maybe food is more chomer than a keli. Oichel chomer. I'll tell you oichel food is more chomer than a keli. Why the matama mashkin? Because that's this posik now, that's saying when the food is inside the klicheris, the food is tamei, it could even be matama mashkin. So we see food is so chomer that it can be matama mashkin. Abazoy nit molekli. Maybe who adin food should also be allowed to be matama kalim. What are you telling me now that kalim? Kalim is more chomer because the kalim can be matama another kalim? No. I have a raya now that oichel maybe could be matama mashkin. The matama mashkin, who adin can matama kalim? So maybe food is even more chomer than a kalim. Maybe food could be matama. So the Gemara, no, this is what he meant to say. Hahu churma de mashkin hu. The reason why when food touches mashkin, it's not the pshat that it's a raya of food is such a chomadika tumah, but it's just a raya that the mashkin is very easy to makabot tumah. Mishum de mashkin alum makabot tumah. But the svar is mashkin is very easy to makabot tumah. Since mashkin is easy to makabot tumah, that's why the food could be matama mashkin. But you have no raya, food in itself is a chomer, is a very strong tumah. No, food is not so chomer. So therefore, food, pshita, cannot be matama keli. Yeah, like we're learning out food after from mashke, from water was. It's just like mashke, that's metam oichol, but it's not metam keli, so oichol, that's not metam another oichol, cannot be metam kelim. So you wanted to tell me, no, an oichol is much more chomer. You see, an oichol could be metam mashke, even though water can't be metam water, but food could be metam water. So you see, food is more chomer than water, so maybe food could be metam kelim. Teretz says, no, food is not more chomer than water. Havada, could be water is more chomer. Aye, how come water can't be matama other mashke and food could be? Because it's a svara that mashkim is easy to makabel tumah. So tomorrow, mahi alilosan, why do we say svara water is easy to makabel tumah? Why is water so easy? The teretzis shom makabelim tumah shleim hechsher. Because water, liquid, doesn't need a hechsher to makabel tumah. Mashenkein a solid food, food needs a hechsher to makabel tumah. By food, alochim is anytime you have peris. And before water goes upon the peris, if a sheris touches it, it's not makabel tumah. Food is only makabel tumah if first you have to have water right on top of the peris, so it needs a hechsher. Mashenkein liquid never needs a hechsher. Alright, you can say it's a pashut svara l'chur. L'chur, it's not because liquid doesn't need it, l'chur because liquid has it. But maybe no, maybe it'll be a svara, you have to have other tumah, other mashka coming onto this mashka. You have water here. Maybe I'd say this water cannot be makabel tumah unless other water comes upon it. No, we don't need any other water. Why? Because water is very easy to receive tumah. So that's the reason why when oichel touches mashka, the mashka is tumah because the water is easy to receive the tumah. But not because the oichel is tumah. Therefore, pshita, the food cannot be matama kelim. The food can only be matama mashka. Right. Shadimar now. Yitma. We're learning out from the word now yitma. Diyein oisak yitzebo. From this word yitma, we're learning out, Kiva is learning out, that oichel cannot be matama oichel. Or else a kli cannot be matama keli, or else mashke cannot be matama mashke. Is it true that we learned this out from this pasuk? So Rashi explains the kash really is that yitma dinaisik yitzibo kleimar hashto darshina yitma yitma. We dashim both yitmas. Why the karina batavayu yitma? Why does the pasuk say by both of them yitma? To tell me a little bit miyit, that not to learn out everything. Now what's the miyit? The yain matama ki yitzeboi. That kugoin, oichol, oichol, mashka, mashka. And since the pasuk says two words of yitm here, it also teaches us that food cannot be matama food, and water not liquid, and clean not keli. For the Gemara, we learn now from this psukim, we have enough for the Gemara mehosam nafka. There's another pasuk that teaches this din. There's a pasuk in Vayikra that says, V'chiyutan mayim al zera. Whenever water falls upon the seeds, your food, V'nofam v'velosam olav. and then a nevela that tomei falls upon this food that was already hechsher lekabel tumah. His first water fell upon the food, so it was machsher, it made this oichel roi to mekabel tumah, and now when the nevela fell on the food, is tomehu. The pasuk says tomehu, this food becomes tomei. Tzadiyik, who tomei? This food, this zera, this seed, in itself is tomei. V'yein oisa tumah ki yitzibu. But it cannot be metama something else. What does it mean, something else? I was saying oichel could be metama mashke, it could be metama liquid. It means to say this oichel cannot be metama another oichel. So you see, you have another pasuk tells this yisoid, that even though an oichel food is tamei, it cannot be metama another food. Who are then if a mashke liquid is tamei, it cannot be metama another liquid. That's the yisoid. The same object cannot be metama another object, the same object. So what do we need two psukim for? Now the Gemara is taka true, we learn that from both psukim, but we need two psukim here. I tell you, chad b'mashkin aboyim ach v'sheretz. One is talking about if the water became tamei because the sheretz touched the water. And that's a chol medika tumah. Mamish the yava tumah, the sheretz himself went and touched the water. That's one chiddush. That what? That this water cannot be metam another water. The chad, another pasuk tells me, b'mashkin aboyim ach matkli, that the water did not receive tumah from the sheretz itself. The water was inside the kli cheres, and the sheretz now went inside the ear of the kli cheres. So it's saying now it's a double step. That first the kli becomes tumah, the kli is a reason of tumah, and now the kli is touching the water becomes a shein l'tumah. So I need another person to tell me this water, the shein l'tumah, if it touches other water, it can't be metam other water. So tomorrow tzricha, I need both kedushim. Why? The yashmini, if I would only hear the second chiddush, but I only hear the case that if the water became tamei because it was inside the kli and the kli was matama this water, I would say that water cannot be matama other water. Mishum de lechamiri, because the water is not a ava rishon tumah, it's not such a chomadik tumah. It wasn't mekabel tumah from a sheretz itself. It was only mekabel tumah from another keli. So that's why it's not so chomer to matama other mashkin. Avo b'mashkin ha boyimach v'sheretz. But in the case that water became tamei because the sheretz touched the water itself, the chamiri, then the water is a rishon l'tumah. That's a chomer d'katumah. Eima oisa tumah ki yitzibo. Maybe enechanami, this tumah could be metama other mashkim also. So that's what I need a second pasuk for, to tell me even by water that became tamei chomer d'katumah from a sheretz itself, still that the klal, one object cannot be metama the same object. Can't be metama mashka, cannot be metama mashka. Shad Gemara Bazoi Sulshver, what do I need two psukim for? For the Shaminan Mashkin, Haboyamach Mesheretz. Let the Pasuk say clearly the second Kiddush, that even in the case where the Sheretz itself touched the liquid, touched the Mashka's Mamash Rishon LeTumah, still this Mashkin cannot be Matam other Mashkin, the Chol Shchein, and for sure I would know that Mashkin Haboyamach Meskli. That for sure I would know that water that only became tamei because of the kli, that only became tamei because of a rishon l'tumah, that the water is only l'shein l'tumah, for sure I would know that this mashkim cannot be matar the other mashkim. So the Gemara answers, enech nami, there's a cloud we could say, milsa the yalsa the kal v'chayma, even though there's something in the Torah, that really I would know it even if the Torah did not say it, because I can learn it out from the kal v'chayma. Like here, this water that was mekabel tumah from a kli, I know for sure it cannot be metama other mashkim, because it's a kabel chayma. Ma duch, ma, just like why the water that was mekabel tumah from a sheretz cannot be metama other mashkim, even though that's a strong tumah. It's not mishrishna tumah, so for sure, if the water was only mekabel tumah from the keli kin, so really I would know it, even though the pasuk doesn't say it. Still, sometimes we say, torach because of lakroa. Still, the Torah went ahead and was matriach, means bothered to write it down. Sometimes we say this. There is not a kasha. How come Torah says something, even though we could learn out from the kabel chayma? No, it's true. Sometimes we do learn out from the kabel chayma, but sometimes the Torah extra specially wrote something, even though I would know without it from the kabel chayma. That's why the pasuk says two chedushim here. There are two cases that mashke is not matam other mashke. Good. Omalei Ravina Ravashi, Ravina now asked the kasha to Ravashi. Up until now was saying, that Rabbi Yossi says that water could be metama food, but cannot be metama kelim, goes according to his Rabbi Kiva. That the Kiva dashens the word yitma, here also Rabbi Yossi dashens the word yitma. That when the Pasuk says the water inside the kli is yitma, it means to say it could be metama something else, what food, and not and not kelim. So we're saying now at Kan that Rabbi Yosi holds like his Rabbi Kiva. Now the Gemara is the Kasha. It's not true. Omar Rabin Ravashi, Vomar Rava. Rava said like this: Loi Rabbi Yosi suffered Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Yosi does not hold like his Rabbi Kiva. Well, Loi Rabbi Kiva suffered Rabbi Yosi, and not does the Rabbi Kiva hold like Rabbi Yosi. So Rava said neither holds like the other one. So how could you say that Rabbi Yosi is only saying because he holds like his Rebbe? Rava said no. Neither of them hold from one to the other. So one does not hold from the other. So how could you say that Tolu Zeb is there? And the Gemara, Omalei, he answers back is like this. Rabbi Yosi b'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omro. I tell you, that's what Rabbi Yosi said, that when the water is Mekabo Tumah, it could be Metama Oichum. If it touches food, it's Mekabo Tumah. He said it over, the pshat is, that's what my Rabbi Rabbi Kiva would hold. That's my Rabbi Shita. That's what my Rabbi Kiva holds. Rava just meant to say that Rabbi Yosi himself does not hold like that. So there's no stirum. When Rabbi Yosi said the din is that this mashke, that's makabel tumah, could be matama food, he's saying it b'shitas as Rabbi Rabbi Kiva. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. Why? Because the dash in the pasuk yitma. But if he asks Rabbi Yosi himself, what does he himself hold? That Rava says that Rabbi Yosi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. So more like this now. He let us really. Omalei Rav Ashi Rav Kanis. Rav Ashi told Rav Kana. Bishleima Rabbi Yosi loy solo Rabbi Kiva. Bishleima have a raya to Rava that Rabbi Yosi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. What's the raya? The Tanya will learn like this in the Braisa. Omalei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, Minai in the Raviyya Bakoydesh Uposel. How do I know there's such a say that by Kodshim, by Kabonis, that it could even be Revi Lutuma? Means if you have a Shlishi, if the third thing touches now something else, it makes that fourth thing puzzle. It's Mekabotum, it's called a Revi, that's puzzle. Puzzle means it can't make a Chamishi, a fifth thing, but itself is Tomei. So Rabbi Yosi said, how do I know this? Notice by Truma, we hold it only makes a Shlishi. By Chulin, there's only a Sheni. So Truma has a third Madrega of a Shlishi, and Kodshim has a bigger Madrega of a Revi. So Rabbi Yosi, how do I know this? So he's Rabbi Yosi has to answer like this. Rabbi Yosi says, Vadinum, I can learn it out like this. It's a svar like this. Oma mechusik yipurim. Madach a person that's a mechusik yipurim. In other words, let's say you're ledis. Anisha that gave birth. The lacharish, she's tummy. She's tummy. Now the lacharish, she goes to the mikvah. Certain tumah goes off. She's called the tful young then. That she's allowed to eat meiser. But she still can't eat truma. And then it comes nighttime harashemish. It comes nighttime harashemish. She's allowed to eat truma even. She's not even called the tful young. But she's still not allowed to eat kachim because she's called the mechusik yipurim. Until the next day comes and she brings a korban, she's called a mechusik yipurim. That means she's missing her korban. So a person that was tomei, it could be a ledis, or it could be a mitzvira, or could be a zav, or could be another tomei, that if they're tomei, they don't become Torah legamri, tikachim, until they bring the korban. That's called a mechusik yipurim. The person went to the mikvah, it already came the night time, most of the tumah went off already, he only can eat kachim. Now he learns a kabuchem like this. This person that already went to the mikvah and came nighttime, just he didn't bring his korban yet. Shemutte betruma, he's even allowed to eat truma. For nesveg and tosel bekodesh, he's not allowed to eat kochen. That the pasuk says, the mechusik purim, until you bring your korban, you're still called tummy. What are you tummy? You're tummy that you're not allowed to eat a korban. You can't eat the meat from a korban. Avizay shlishi, shepasel betruma. Avizay by truma, there's a locha that there is a shlishi letumah. There's such a din of shlishi is ain a din shiyas revi b'kodesh. So for sure, I learned out from him that there should be revi b'kodesh. Hey madach mechusik yipurim. He's allowed to eat truma, but he's not allowed to eat kachim. So b'zoy, we see there's such a din of a shlishi l'truma. That means losh l'tfu yoyim. He's not allowed to eat truma. So this mechusik yipurim, he is allowed to eat truma, but he's not allowed to eat kachim. So see, kachim goes down one more madrega. So pshita kochim, there should be a din of a revi l'tumah. Yeah. So it's a kabuchayna from mechusik yipurim. If you see mechusik yipurim is also by kochim, it's right, there has to be revi by kochim. Because if there wouldn't be revi, why is kochim more chomer than truma? Truma is mutter. It's only also for shlishi, not for revi. So why is the mechusik yipurim also by kochim? Alamai, it's right, there's such a thing as a revi by kochim. That was Reb Yosi's raya. Now, v'lomadno shlishi ba'kodesh min ha'Torah. Now, we learn out midiraisa, there's such a thing as a shlishi by kochim. That means that the sheni touches a shlishi, midiraisa it's tummy, minatoira. Or revi mikalvachoyma. And now the kalvachoyma, now that it should be revi. Shlishi minatoira, how do I know that by kochim, if a sheni l'tumah touches something else and makes it for shlishi midiraisa, the pasuk says, v'habosar ha-sheyiga b'chol tummy. It says, if bosa kochim, you have this korban chatis or korban shlomim, you have the meat. The pasuk says, if this meat touches anything that's tamei, it itself becomes tamei. Now we know, without the pasha of kochim, without the pasha of truma, regular chulun, our food, that we know there's a rishon and a sheni. That we know. If the sheretz touches food, the food becomes a rishon l'tumah. When this food touches mashke, the mashke becomes a sheni l'tumah. That we know. So this sheni is tamei. Now the pasuk is saying that this bosa of kochim, if it touches anything, that's tamei. If it even touches this water, that's a sheni l'tumah, it itself becomes tamei. That's what the pasuk says. From this pasuk, we see clearly that there is a shlishi l'tumah. That by kochim, if the bosa kochim touches the sheni, it itself becomes tamei. So we see clearly there's a shlishi l'tumah. Is now mi lo yaskina on the noga v'sheni. Aren't we talking about that this bosa kochim, this bosa of shlomim or chatis, touched the sheni l'tumah? Because by chulim we have sheni l'tumahs. And still the pasuk says the meat is tamei. So we have often a pasuk that says there's a shlishi by kochim. That's much for sure we know. Revi, how do we know now if this piece of meat now touches another mashke, it's metamer, makes it for revi. How do we know that? That's mikal v'chayim kederminim. That's this kal v'chayim from mechusik kipurim. That's the way Rabbi Yossi learns out. He learns out from the Kal V'Chaymah. Now, these Salkodai Tichsov Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to tell me now that Rabbi Yossi holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Nisni Nami Revi B'Truma V'Chamishi B'Kodesh. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's even a Chamishi B'Kodesh, and there's even a Revi by Truma. Because if we have before, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's even a Shlishi B'Chulin. Rabbi Akiva said this pasuk is talking about he had food inside the Klicheris. Now the sheretz came inside the ear, so the kli became a rishon l'tumah. The kli touched, it was matama, the food inside, the food became a sheni l'tumah. And the pasuk says, according to Rabbi Akiva, yitma, that when this food comes outside and touches something else, it's matama, that third thing. So you see this food, that's a sheni l'tumah, could make a shlish l'tumah. That's talking about chulin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that even Chulin has a Shlishi, so now Truma we know has one more Madrega, has to have a Revi, and Kochin that has another Madrega, has to have a Chamishi. So how come Rabbi Yossi only said a Shlishi and a Revi? Why did he say Revi and a Chamishi? Elamai, it's a clear Raya that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like his Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's such a thing as a Shlishi by Chulin. But according to Rabbi Yossi, no. Rabbi Yossi, like Rava says, does not hold like his Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's only a sheni by chulin, nothing more. You can't have more than a sheni. By truma, there's a shlishi. By kochim, there's revi, nothing more. So this is the right. Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Ela Rabbi Akiva loisavak Rabbi Yossi minulam. How do we know the other part that he said over? Rav Kana said over that Rabbi Akiva does not hold like his Talmud Rabbi Yossi. How do we know that? Omalei answered back. Because nobody ever said over this din that there's revi and a chamishi by kochim. Nobody ever said this. All right, we'll stop here.